Good morning. Well, the Australian share market set for a positive start on Friday. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a gain of 42 points, and that's an improvement of around 0.6%, and more broadly a reflection of the improved tone that we have seen in equity markets as far as the Northern Hemisphere is concerned overnight. In the US, optimism around the trade talks helped the Dow, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq each improved by around 0.6%. European markets were also the beneficiaries of this. Perhaps to a lesser extent, the FTSE was up by a third of a percent and the German DAX rose by 0.6%. It has been a very fluid environment as far as information around these trade talks are concerned. Overnight, we heard that there is likely to be an appearance made by the US President Donald Trump at these trade talks on Friday. And that could potentially be a segue to an announcement. So some of the assertions that are being made at the moment, it's been said that the US is in favour of a slimmed down trade agreement, which would be more achievable in terms of diplomatic outcomes. There was a discussion about perhaps just going for low-hanging fruit, such as a currency agreement. There were also reports that the US is considering delaying the imposition of a range of tariffs, in fact, $250 billion worth. So amidst all of that, very difficult to find the precise catalyst, but at least the fact that these trade talks have gotten underway is an achievement in itself, given some of the developments over the course of the last week in particular. Elsewhere, in more tangible terms, economic news was important with the release of the quarterly CPI figures. In annualised terms, the headline measure came out at around 1.7%, and that was broadly in line with what the market was expecting. In fact, we saw bond yields tend to edge higher overnight as the tone around trade helped stocks improved and risk havens were less in demand, so gold prices also eased somewhat. As far as the better performances in the US market were concerned, we saw a range of them, but trade-exposed stocks did quite well, so Caterpillar shares were up by about 2%. Financial stocks were also the beneficiaries of the upswing. JP Morgan and Goldman were each up by more than 1%. Some technology names did well, such as Apple and Intel, rising by more than 1%. So on the local front today, we don't have anything as of a top-tier nature as far as economic news is concerned. We'll be watching carefully for headlines coming out of Washington in relation to trade. That's also a real risk. The Aussie dollar has been dragged higher. The US dollar has been a bit under pressure in the last day. So the local unit's back to around 67.6 US cents.